Hello, I'm recording this very quickly to tell everyone, I'm very sorry. I've done my best, but this episode was recorded with a severe delay. So I think it sounds great, but I promise it'll be better next time. Okay, theme tune.
Is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
And welcome to Johnny and the Baptists' Happiness Is Out There podcast by Johnny and the Baptists, featuring Johnny and
Paddy. Here we go. What up, tweeps? It's your boy Pad Q.
No.
Okay, you don't want any of that. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? This is different. This is new technology for us. We're on a new ad. We're allowed to say the name of the. They're not sponsoring us. Should we say the name?
No,
or should we keep it a secret?
We shouldn't. Not until they pay out.
If you're listening to this, I mean, to be fair, we haven't paid for the technology. We haven't paid them.
No, and we never will. That does
no.
Make
I
it
mean, we haven't stolen it.
It.
We haven't stolen it. We just someone else has given us their login. Should we tell people that? Is that no? Because that's legal, isn't it? It's not like Netflix, where if someone else watches your Netflix account, they don't live with you and have a copy of your mother's birth certificate in their hand at the time of watching, and it's against the law.
I think the software is designed with the assumption that many people will use one person's account, because it's like a producer software. You see, it's very pro.
Whereas we're very against.
But I think this is the future. But if it is the future, it does eliminate some of my only key skills.
No, it does. You'll just have to discover, because you've only had these key skills briefly.
That's not you true.
Isn't it? Well, I suppose what I'm saying is, like, is this more expensive, this technology, than hiring you to do the job?
I'd say, yeah, no, it's not, and that's part of my bloody problem with it.
And is it more efficient?
No, so what I've learned, and this just might be because I'm bitter about it, is
okay.
So far, it's been a disaster.
It's been hard work.
It's been really hard work, and we still don't know, recording this, whether or not it'll turn out fine. But we're gonna plow ahead as if
we're gonna give it a go. Yeah, I've got a video it's a little bit of my video, which will just be my hand turning up there. Yeah. I've got a video of you going that I just moved. Oh, I've done it again. If like you know, we're sort of recording the video of this at the same time. That's for clips rather than for uploading the whole stream, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, but we have the option. That's the thing. That's the beauty of it. I mean, we get to choose what goes out and what doesn't.
Okay, it's just that occasionally during the video, I've put my hand in front of the camera, and I don't know to what extent that's going to be a long-term problem. I've moved it quite a bit, and I've sort of done that, and I wanted to get something off the thing. I'm doing it again now, and I don't know whether that, if you watch it, you would be, because for example, I was watching something on Netflix, and, you know, say I'm watching Game of Thrones, which is on Netflix, as we know. And if Thracian Gilf said to Tremundian Bunk, that dinosaur over there's got its boobs out, and then just started like scratching something off the camera, I'd be like, this is dreadful content, apart from the camera bit, which I quite enjoy.
quite liked that. Okay, let's just explore that by first explaining you've had a fundamental misunderstanding of what's going on here. You're okay. Yep. So okay.
So your camera that I can see you on is not recording your face.
What's it recording? I can't be recording my bum. That's facing the wrong way.
the camera I can see you on right now, and I'm looking, I'm looking at you, is on WhatsApp, which is a different company because the software we're using to record our videos is in the computer, okay, and is using your computer's camera to capture it. You separately are on a phone call with me, right?
Why is that?
Okay. So that was the hour or so of admin we had before this, when there was a problem with the recording software, was because we couldn't.
Yes, I remember. It was very boring. Yeah. Well, I remember what happened. It wasn't working, and it kept not working.
Yes.
And you were getting very annoyed, and you kept saying, oh, you need to do it. And I did all the things you told me to do, but I very much switched off when you told me why, because it was so boring. And I just didn't care. And I thought, in some ways, I'm better off saving my energy than I am listening. I think that too often.
Yeah, I think you often prioritize the conservation. Oh my God, Jervis, of your very limited energy resources over doing, you know, work.
Yeah, I'd be a very bad president because of how much I don't listen and how unwilling I am to change. Never, but I await the call. Well, I was thinking about this. So, I mean, like, for example, I'm probably better equipped to lead a country than, say, King Charles.
Yes.
Let that sink in.
And is that because of you think your politics or your age or your because
well,
what I would say
imagine. Yeah.
Is I agree, but I think were you to be in his position, I think a lot of your time would be taken up by learning how all of the court bollocks works, how all of the royal court.
Whereas he already knows.
Is that what they're called? He knows all so that shit, I'd but also the, doesn't have any power.
No, so I'd be more of the Trump candidate than the...
Yes. I think you know, as I'm soon an outsider. As you learn where all the buttons were, you'd be quite... Because I'm sure he didn't, but I think you'd do. Do I think you'd do a good job? I think you'd need more childcare sorted.
Yeah. I think. I don't know if. I mean. So first of all, I don't really. I mean, like, I don't think I'm. This is hypothetical. I probably won't ever be king.
Sure.
Secondly, and most importantly, if I were to be king, I would still struggle with concentration and taking things in. But I definitely think I'd have more of a common touch than Charles.
Right, yes,
however,
okay.
And this is my final point, I might lose that quickly as it went to my head, meaning that I would then be worse because of the concentration and lack of interest in listening that I sort of display. And so there's a chance it'll backfire making me king.
Yeah.
Is what I would say. I can't remember the question. Am I being made king?
I think so. Sorry, there are loads of sesame seeds on my leg, and I don't know where they came from.
Why? Could you... Look, my job is to wander intellectually from moment to moment like a sort of lost, drunk puppy. Your job is to hold it together. If, whilst I'm sort of... wittering on about being hypothetically king, you're doing something else like rubbing sesames off your leg, this whole thing falls apart. So can you please get it together? Because I never will.
I'm encountering the same problem as we had last time, where the whole wooden floor with the wheelie chair thing does mean I am gradually disappearing.
You are just gradually so wheeling away. Why have you not learned?
I have to keep wheeling myself. Well, learning is one thing, but what am I learning to do? Stay still, or am I learning to how to remove the wheels from a chair? Because that I can't be bothered to do.
Well, I think your three options are get a different chair, put a rug down, or shut up about it.
I'm trying to maintain a level of professionalism.
I don't believe that for a second.
Appropriate and the problem, for your level of...
So, for those of you listening, hello and welcome. We are recording this episode. And watching, yes, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know if that's going to work. Let's not lean too heavily into that until we've seen it. We're recording this episode a little bit earlier than normal. Because we're trying to sort of get the hang of the technology, but also we're trying to set up one for next week. Because next week, which is when you're listening this week, gosh, it's stressful, isn't it? I will be with you in London doing a big photo shoot for the new Johnny and the Baptists show, album, concert, and oil company.
Yeah, it's called Frack 2009, and we're gonna be fracking 2009.
Well, it's not from the year 2009, but it's our 2009th attempt to set up a fracking company. We've had 2008 failures previous to this.
So that's going to be very exciting. Go for it.
Just for the listeners' benefit, not for mine. What is fracking?
Now, bear with me. I'm not going to Google it.
It's fracking digging under the...
Now, I think it involves the breaking up of a lot of shale.
Okay, so we neither of us know.
It's drill. It's drill-based.
The music?
You get a big drill, and I think you're going under the sort of... Not the mantle. You're not... Because lava's not the...
You're not going into the core.
Not what you want. But wait, how is it different from drilling for... Wait, it's breaking up the shale? Is shale a thing?
It's not going to be about shale. Look, why don't I Google it while you're doing... You can cover with some chat or a short
song.
How
is shale different from slate? Or am I just getting confused because they've got three of the four... No, five letters.
Slate you put on a roof. Shale is the group in which fish swim. Okay,
so,
fracking,
no, hang on.
Short for hydraulic fracturing, is, and I've had to move the camera in order to get this to work. Yeah, is the process of extracting oil and natural gas from shale rock. Oh, you were similar with shale rock underground. It's controversial.
I was on it with shale.
Well, just let me finish. It's controversial because the process can cause water pollution, whilst continued extraction and burning of fossil fuels contribute to climate change. So that's the fish, and the other thing, I don't remember what the other thing is, but it's all to do. It's all to do with these things, isn't it? And it sounds, well, to be honest, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm glad that we're not in fracking. We haven't got the skills.
Me too. It wouldn't align with our live tours.
It wouldn't. I think anything, if you have any kind of ongoing engineering projects that require supervision, it's hard to go away for a 3-month tour. And I think that's the main reason that we've never really got into any of these sort of major engineering operations.
I think it is at least top three reasons,
It's top three reasons, isn't it? So this is ostensibly meant to be a podcast about two friends talking about their mental health. So should we segue gently back into that, or do you want to keep talking about fracking?
I like how it's a very open curtains podcast, isn't it? There's no veneer. It's all real time. What should we do now? Should I change the settings? Shall we change the subject and go into a different bit? There's no cool edits or anything like that. It is. I think it's real.
You know? It's sort of like I think it's sort of like Lars von Trier's Dogma. You know, the sort of the was it the Dogma movies?
Wasn't Dogma by the Mallrats guys?
Oh wait,
Mallrats? What was that one thinking of?
I'm going to Google this as well. Clarks. Lars von Trier Dogma. I think Dogma was.
I thought Dogma was.
Dogma 95. What's his job? Here we go. Dogma 95.
Smooth Jim and Tiny Owl. What were they called?
Dogma. Shush. I'm going to tell you something very important. Dogma 95 is a 1995 avant-garde filmmaking movement founded by the Danish directors Lars von Trier and Thomas Vinterberg, who created the. And that's as much as I can see at the moment. Who created movement. There were rules to create films based on traditional values of story, acting, and theme, excluding the use of elaborate special effects or technology, and it was an attempt to take back the power of directors as artists. And so, you know, they had all sorts of rules that I don't remember, that were like, you can't have extra sound, you can't have music, you've got to just...
non-diegetic.
Yes, it's all about 4D. And the important point is that that's sort of what we're doing with this podcast. Other people, they edit them, they change them, they make themselves look good. That's not something we're interested in. We're part of a movement towards making podcasts effectively worse than they are right now.
Yeah. You see, I thought you were talking about the 99 movie Dogma.
Starring Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of. With what's his name? It's like Ropey Kyle and his mate. Like, you know, the two guys
Jay
that are
and
in
Silent
everything.
Bob is who you're thinking of.
That's it. Yeah. Kevin Smith and his tall friend.
And his tall friend, Clombert. And is Kevin Smith, am I right in thinking that Kevin Smith has been outed as a sort of predator or a problematic figure? Or am I dangerously confusing him with someone
else?
Now,
what I'm going to say here is I hope you're correct. Otherwise, I'm going to have to edit this.
Well, you can... No, because all I've asked the question, it's perfectly reasonable to say, you know...
Has he?
I think it would be very reasonable to say, is Prince Andrew a paedophile? You know, you're not saying that definitely is, yes, a paedophile on record. You're saying, is he a paedophile? And the answer to that is, well, let's wait and see, but probably yes. Kevin Patrick Smith is an American director. Jay and Silent Bob, he's been blah, 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 blah. Yeah. He, in 1990, oh, Jesus, along with Liv... Oh, God, it was announced that he had signed on to, in September the before 2020, relationship with Harvey Weinstein is a whole bit, which...
Here we go.
Smith severed professional ties with Weinstein when he was informed of his assault on Rose McGowan in 2017. And Smith said... that he was ashamed of his relationship with him. So that seems quite positive.
Are you confusing him with Kevin Spacey?
I'm not, I hope. No, I'm confident that I'm not. The thing is...
Because I don't...
You don't remember any of this?
I don't. I mean, last week we talked a lot about REM.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we were... No, I don't think so. I mean, but we were equally... What we keep doing is going into subjects that we know nothing about. And then there are these very long gaps. I can hear at the moment is you typing.
No, there doesn't seem to be anything about Kevin Smith, and yes, I seem to have confused him with somebody else. So, but luckily, as I said, I asked the question, has he done anything wrong? And I couldn't immediately find out. So we're going to assume that he hasn't. Write in if he has.
Well, there you go. That was an exciting trip when I was saying, have you seen the movie Dogma?
Oh, yes. And the answer is yes, I have seen it. I don't really remember it. I remember thinking, I thought to begin with it was a sort of sequel to Good Will Hunting. It quickly right. turned out not to be, and Robin Williams wasn't in it, and I was annoyed. That's what I remember.
Okay, right, okay. Because I think I've seen it, but I don't remember. I think it has something to do with angels.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are angels, and they don't have any genitals.
Right.
Right. But aside from that, I've definitely got nothing to add to this that could possibly be entertaining.
And this is unrelated to your Dogma thing earlier.
Dogma 95, the filmmaking.
Right. Okay. Now I'm sorry. Now I'm with you. I'm with you now. Mm.
Right.
Are you having a gin?
No, it's just a glass of water. So to come back to my question from 8 minutes ago, Paddy, how are you doing?
Yeah. You know, I'm fine. I'm stressed, but I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. I was talking yesterday to a friend about self-awareness and therapy, and it occurred to me that I might be quite a different person now from who I was 6 or 7 years ago before I had any therapy. And I wondered if that's true or not,
yeah.
and if people could write in if they remember. Because I definitely think I've got more self-awareness, because I think sort of living with any deep trauma and sort of unpleasant stuff that's happened to you has a sort of a constant impact on a low level, as well as those big moments. You sort of, and having sort of gone through lots of therapy to try and sort of get out of that, I don't really think about any of that anymore from my childhood. And I'm not really very affected by it anymore, I don't think. And also I feel sort of like quite a sort of very different person in some ways. I wondered if actually that's just in my head, or if that's accurate beyond that. That was my big thought the other day. What do you think?
Well, I think, is part of the question that you're asking trying to separate, like, your natural growth as a human being from your emotional growth through therapy?
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Right, okay. Well, that's really... I don't know, because I was about to say, yeah, you've totally changed over the last 7 years, but I think that should be true of basically everyone.
I suppose that's true. Is it every 7 years you get a new liver, don't you, or something? I can't remember that.
Yeah, I think it's a new duck.
yeah, that's right. Your body regrows, and every cell is different within 7 years, but they're not better because they regrow right. as badly as they were before, which is why you age. Yeah. So if something's already a bit duff, it regrows a bit duff. That's medical fact.
And is it
if you
copying,
read a dictionary of
it's good way, it must it, be.
Yeah, it's like copy and paste. I mean, I don't.
So
know
this
enough.
Hoodie,
yeah,
is older. So this, I mean, I've had this for about 15 years.
So you think that hoodie is technically older than any part of your body?
I guess so. But then again,
the only thing
what
I
about
say,
my hair, because
your hair's
my
different.
Hair.
You've had the same haircut for what, 13 years, and your hair's dead.
Yeah.
And it doesn't grow anymore because, or if it does, it's
yeah,
tiny
but it used
amounts.
To be blonde instead of a woven green hat.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you do like your, does your hair grow anymore? Cause it's very long.
It does. And I trimmed it without telling anyone about 6 months ago. Because I think someone,
why am I hearing
I
about this now?
I think it was my sister-in-law saw it and said, oh, you need to cut a lot of this off, otherwise it's a disaster. Mm. And so I cut a bit of it off, and as far as I can tell, it's the same length. I think it's just constantly just above my bum.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
You've never had hair, because you've got a long torso, and you also have very long hair, but have you never had hair long enough to act as a bum cover?
Never had, no. No, I think, because that's when you're getting into danger territory, I think.
What, bum cover?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, because, you know, what if it covers your bum?
Why do you think that's dangerous territory? Oh, because
well, I don't know.
You might sit
like,
on it.
Yeah, exactly. You might, but also, I never wear my hair down, which is why I started wearing, alongside, trauma safety blanket reasons, it's why I started wearing the hat.
Yeah, but you sometimes wear it. You'll wear it in a little bun.
I'll wear it in a little bun, but I didn't used to like tying my hair up. I used to just push it into a hat so that it wouldn't catch fire or dip in drinks. It was originally I found the hat on the floor, and then my hair got dipped into a pint or something. I was like, oh, this is a disaster. So I put it in the hat and went, oh, this is good. And then I wore the hat every day for, I don't know, 20 years.
Whose hat was it?
I don't know. It's not the same hat. I still have that hat, but it's now so loose that it's more of just a circular piece of material that drapes over my head.
It must be quite smelly.
This has some spring back. No, I do wash the hat.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you found it on the floor of a pub.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a pub. It was the floor of, oh no, maybe it was a pub.
Yeah. Where else are you ever?
Yeah, that's very true. Oh.
Well, like look, pubs. Let's go over to Patreon and finish this chat before the end of time.
Before you get even more tired.
Before I lose any more interest in than I already have. What would you say this episode's been? I mean, how would you sum this chat up? Would you say it's been unusually shaped?
I think it's been unusually shaped because we're using a new bit of technology.
Been from Tinder, did you say?
Yeah, it's you're using a lot of Tinder on this episode.
We shouldn't be recording our podcast
using the
on
new
Tinder.
Thing. I think that it's changed the vibe slightly because we went into this with an enormous amount of technical stress.
We did.
And I think what we'll learn from this episode is whether or not we'll do it like this again.
Well, at least we've tried something new. Look, thanks to everyone who's listening, if you have. And well, join us on Patreon for part two. We're going to start doing that in a moment.
Great. what a cool sign off.
I think that was fine. Now, do I press stop or anything?
You,
or do we just keep? Oh, no, you're still doing it.
You've got to say.
All right, you finish off, Jay.
All right, lots of love. Thanks for joining us. Goodbye.
Okay, so what do I do
happiness
then?
Happiness is even real then.
Finding it is not for you,
but it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down. So maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around comes around. So why not just stay in your chair forever? Cherry.